Australians are among the biggest gamblers in the world, and we're also among the biggest losers. With the rise of online betting, you can pretty much take a punt anywhere at any time. And there are plenty of online companies vying for your bet, calling around to entice gamblers. It's raised questions over whether the practice is ethical. Rhett Burney reports.
If you've got an online betting account, chances are you've received a call like this.
Yeah, it's Chantel from ladbrokes.com.au. Just a quick one to let you know I've got data deposit match up to $250 onto your account for you there today. That one's valid for 7 days.
And while this sort of unsolicited marketing call isn't illegal, anti-gambling advocates and recovering addicts like Paul say it should be.
Yeah, I look at it as a very predatory practice because they're trying to get you in the door and try to keep you in the door.
The Melbourne man is 8 years into his recovery after losing everything when an online gambling addiction took hold.
Started at probably $500, which doesn't sound very much. And then it just sort of ballooned and ballooned because I had access to a mortgage and I was just transferring the money from one account into a betting account. And it was just the increments of money was just going higher and higher and higher.
Paul's losses became so high, he had nothing left to bet.
Within the space of almost a week to 10 days, I'd lost about $1 million.
While the 38-year-old acknowledges everyone has to take responsibility for their actions, he believes phone calls offering special deals simply spur on problem gamblers.
At the height of the $1 million loss, I was sent emails from, an accounts manager or something about, we got free tickets to Derby Day and things like treating you like a VIP. They noticed that they sort of caught a big fish.
The ABC contacted Ladbrokes for comment about its voicemail messages. It didn't respond. Tim Costello is the spokesman for the Alliance for Gambling Reform, a national organisation which works to prevent and minimise the harm from gambling. He too thinks that phone calls to customers trying to lure them to take another punt should be banned.
Australia has the laxest rules. That's why it's not illegal. This should be illegal. And that's why they're targeting with cold calls and $250 in your account and we'll match it. I put it this way, America's blind spot is guns. We can see that so clearly and say they're mad. Our blind spot is gambling.
In Australia, online betting agents are prevented from offering special deals like matching credits to lure new customers, but it's not illegal to offer similar deals to existing ones. While federal, state and territory governments have agreed to a national framework to ensure greater protection for people who participate in online gambling, Tim Costello thinks the federal government needs to do more.
We have a government that refuses to act. That has only really a self-regulation rule in part, which is why Ladbrokes can do what they do here, which they can't do elsewhere.
The Federal Minister responsible, Social Affairs Minister Anne Rustin, wasn't available for an interview, but a spokeswoman says the federal government is committed to reducing the harm caused by online gambling, including by supporting self-exclusion from online gambling sites and apps. As for Paul, well, even though it's almost been a decade since he last gambled, he says the addiction is never too far away.
How did not turn on a television or look on your phone without almost Sportsbet or Ladbrokes or Bet3, all the betting agencies in your face? You go to a football game, you go to watch the cricket, it's challenging.
That's former gambler Melbourne man Paul ending Rhett Burney's report.